It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie. How are you today?
Hey, Kelly. Going well. You?
Yeah, also very well. 7 days till Christmas, so it's exciting stuff for me.
My staff and I are about to have our Christmas party, lunch.
Oh, is it today?
This afternoon, yes. We're heading off to the city to have something to eat.
Okay, well, I'll try not to keep you for too long then, because obviously exciting stuff. I thought we would touch a little bit on something that's a little bit closer to home for Aucklanders, the Kauri thieback disease that is occurring in the Waitakere Ranges at the moment. So obviously this week the Auckland councillors voted against a full closure of the Waitakere Ranges, even after calls from Mana Whenua to prohibit the access. Do you think this vote will have harmful repercussions?
Well, I guess the Auckland Council has to make its call on how it best manages the trees. That are very important for New Zealand and Auckland that are there. I don't want to second-guess the scientists. I don't want to second-guess the council laws there, except to say, in general, it's important that we invest money in tackling this disease. I know that when Maggie Barry was the Minister of Conservation, we put $30 million 3 years ago into fast-tracking our own response, the government's own response, into dealing with the disease, particularly on the conservation estate. And it is important that if there's a demonstrated need to close access to try and ensure that the trees survive, that you do that. But given that extra funding we put in, we were able to ensure that very limited numbers of closures took place. It is pretty disappointing to see that the disease has rampantly escalated in the Waitakere's. It's gone from 8% to 19%, and Auckland Council probably needs to do a lot more in this area. Mm. And I think Aucklanders will be looking at them to show more leadership in this area.
So like you said, you know, Maggie Barry put more money into this to keep it at bay, I suppose, but it hasn't really, well, it hasn't stopped it because obviously it's gone up a lot. So do you think that a closure is needed because obviously humans are the worst spreaders of the disease, and you know, people are saying that the council just kind of didn't know how to put a full closure on, and it just seemed like too much work, so they just went for a compromise of closing a few tracks.
Well, but back the track up a second, because I think we're confusing what Auckland Council's responsible for and what the government, our government at the time, is responsible for. And the conservation estate is the primary responsibility of the government. When it comes to parks that are controlled by Auckland Council, Auckland Council has a much larger role to play. I think in general, though, we need more support for the efforts to tackle Kauri dieback. We did put significant amounts of money from a conservation perspective into dealing with this. On the conservation estate, we were pretty effective at getting on top of it. The disease is getting worse in the Waitakere, though, and Auckland Council, look, their minds are focused on it now. They're putting a lot of more effort into it. I think as politicians, we should be supporting them to do what they think is needed to deal with it, but also hold them to account. If they've voted against a complete closure and it continues to escalate, then they should be held accountable. But I would come down on the side of supporting them and doing what they need to do to tackle the disease, but also ensure the public has access to it. Getting on top of it's important, though, and they need to be doing that.
Do you think the government should put more money into it? Does it rest solely with the council, or do you think that the government needs to step in because it's coming out of control?
I don't think there's going to be much money left to do much after Labor throws money at all of the Winston Peters coalition promises. But the national government did put more money into Kauri dieback and dealing with it, and I hope that the current government would continue with that and do more in this area.
So moving on to the briefing papers that were being given to the incoming ministers this week, can you explain those briefing papers a little bit for us?
Yeah, so whenever there's a new government sworn in, and that's where there's a national government continuing or a Labor government continuing for another term, the officials put together briefing papers for the new ministers. It's probably most important, though, these briefing papers, when it comes to a change in government, because you have ministers that haven't previously been ministers in the past term, so they're not as aware and connected to what's happening in government.
Right.
The briefing papers, they outline from a departmental perspective what's on the horizon, what challenges the minister's going to have to face in the future, and options for policy changes. They are neutral, though. These are not done by the previous government. they're done by the officials.
Right.
And in fact, some of the briefings that have been done have included officials looking at the coalition document and putting in place some options around that. It's done by officials, not by the previous government.
Right. But
it's important that ministers have an idea of what's on the horizon.
Mm. And they were made public during Nationals time, is that right? Because it was
they're always made public.
Right.
The disappointing thing in this respect, and we can talk transparency again if you want, but the Official Information Act outlines a deadline of 20 days for dealing with requests. The government actually didn't release the briefings within that time frame. It's been 43 days since ministers have had them. So from a transparency perspective, they said they'd be more transparent. They haven't been, but hey, at least we know what's there now. In principle, they need to be more transparent than they have been so far. But hey, at least they're out there now. Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Sneak them out before Christmas.
I've seen, as part of these briefing papers, some of the kind of more pressing issues at the moment are social development, health and housing, which we obviously talked a lot about pre-election. Just touching on housing a little bit, the Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, this week has said that 2 million was forecast for emergency housing for needy families, and National spent 50 million on, you know, putting these needy families up in motels, about 140,000 a day. Do you think this puts him on the back foot and he's just having to play catch up?
Look, Phil Twyford is the most political minister they have in the government. He was running their campaign, so it's not surprising that Phil puts a political spin on everything. The bottom line with housing, as we've talked about so many times, is we just have to build more. And I guess when it came to that emergency housing, they said, when they felt that we weren't doing enough, they said do more. We did more, then they said you're spending too much money. I'm not actually sure what they wanted. There were people out there that were in need. We put more money into housing them. Yes, it involved motels in some instances. Yes, it involved some creative solutions. But at least those people were off the street and were being housed. Ultimately, though, we need more houses to be built. The building industry is going through quite a boom at the moment. The policies that we put in place, admittedly, could have been put in place earlier, but we're now seeing more houses being built, the number of apprentices coming through and the number of jobs in the construction sector is going up and up and has been month after month. We're seeing a lot more houses being built to the point now where the conversation in Auckland is not so much how much more will house prices go up, it's will your house price go down lower than what your mortgage is? And that's the real trouble that we may end up with if Labor doesn't get the policy mix right. If they go too far, if they go too far in terms of what they do and house prices drop rapidly and you see people with negative equity, then that's a real economic strain for the country, and that won't be a good situation. You've got to find a fine balance with all of this stuff, and I think Mr. Twyford probably needs to be a bit more careful with the rhetoric and just get on and do the job. Build more houses.
Alrighty, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll chat again next week and have a lot of fun at your Christmas party for us.
Will do. Thanks, Kelly.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.